15 minutes after 8 o'clock, plenty of time to get up and get out the door, get to where you got to be. Looking a little gray out there. That's all right, though. It's all good. Well, she seemed
all right. Martina McBride. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, darling. You sound wonderful. Hey, congratulations. Once again, we applaud you for being magnificent, as always.
Oh, thank you. So you're just congratulating me on being magnificent, just generally all around?
I talked to three people today saying, yeah, we're going to be talking to Martina later. Oh, God, tell her I love her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So let me ask you this. When you see this stuff with this lady in California and her 14 kids,
yeah,
what do you think, Martina?
You know what about that lady? Here's the thing. I think everybody's, the interviews that I've heard and the things that I've heard about what people are saying is they're sort of forgetting the kids.
Yes.
Maybe you don't agree with what she's done, but they're still little babies. For you, we need to think about them.
6:39, 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Al Winter standing by in Nashville, Tennessee. And, boy, there's someone that's even just too redneck enough to scare Paris Hilton. I got no
money in the pocket. It is weird.
What?
I had this realization. Very surreal. I don't know if it's kind of like, wow, that's kind of cool, or wow, you're getting old, dude. My daughter is preparing for her first day of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Megan. And the other weird part, my eldest daughter, Carly, is preparing to go teach high school.
Right. She's going to make a great teacher.
Sean's back in school. He's flying. Sean will be the perfect pilot, though, because they always think the thing about pilots, good pilots, you always got to stay calm. You can't excite that kid about anything.
Mm-mm.
Although in third grade, when I took him to Disneyland for his birthday, he was totally not expecting that. I told him we're going to the dentist.
You know, my parents, they tricked me.
That's almost mean, man.
They tricked me. I had to get blood drawn when I was a kid, and they're like, oh, Melissa, you're not going to school today because we're going to Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, I did it the other way. I told him he was going to the dentist, and I took him to Disneyland.
Yeah. That's a better way to go.
Of course, the bummer is ever since in every cleaning, I've had to take him to Orlando. We're just giving you an opportunity to brag and to just share some good news with us because, quite frankly, we're sick of hearing the crap.
Yeah,
we just want to hear the good stuff. Yes, sir.
Good news is I've got reunited with a son I gave up for adoption 23 years ago.
Wow!
Long story short, found him on Facebook. You know, he's college age and got reunited with him. We got together.
That is awesome,
is so
man.
Neat.
Yeah. It was timing. And even my present kids, they're both little and they're like overjoyed now they've got a big brother.
Thank you, man. That is one of the best Good News Monday stories we have ever heard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
103.5. Feel That Fire is the new music. It's Dierks Bentley. Dierks has a baby.
Oh, she's great. She's 4 months today. It's her 4 month birthday, but I've had her out on the road once or twice, and
cool.
Does a little headset on her ears to keep her sound check, and she's been great, man. She's a real joy.
Stuff definitely takes on new meaning. Like, you know, feel the fire now usually has something to do with a warm, stinky diaper. Just how much is $787 billion? $787 billion economic stimulus package was signed on Tuesday. You would pay every elementary school teacher's salary in the entire United States for 11 years. $787 billion.
Wow.
You could buy more than 45 million Pontiacs, keep GM in business. You could purchase the Boston Celtics 1,760 times. If the government handed you $1 million every day for the rest of your life, you still wouldn't reach $787 billion. Actually, you would, but it'd be April of the year 4,165.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'm planning on being around then, so where's my million? Let's start that today.
A majority of the bullying that goes on in the workplace is done by women to women. I read that statistic the other day, and I said, good Lord, that is so true. Morning, Skip Show.
I just wanted to let you know, you're absolutely right, and I teach elementary, and it starts there.
That's funny. You're the second person to say that.
It definitely starts there, so I just wanted to let you know that you're right.
Well, thank you, dear. I don't hear that often from women.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, but have a great day.
Thank you, dear. Is this really Junk You, Zach?
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
We haven't been this excited about an interview with somebody in forever.
That's true.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We talked to your brother about 7 months ago, and all we did was talk about you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I usually get the other thing. I get girls saying, we really want to be talking to your brother.
Oh, no.
You're listening to Skip Mahaffey in the Morning Show on Tampa Bay's number one country station, 99.5 WQYK.
There's a lot of people up in Hernando County right now that are mourning the loss of a great cop who was being laid to rest today. You knew Scott Beerweiler. You worked with him. Tell me about Scott.
Scotty was a great guy. He was my captain.
On his way to work.
It could have happened to anybody, not just a cop, but...
This is the reason why we ride. We ride because of guys like Scott. Because he was a guy who got up every morning, kissed his wife and kids goodbye, got in his car, went to work to go protect the rest of us. Our wives and our kids. I think instantly we both made the decision that we were going to be renaming this motorcycle ride in his honor.
I can't bring him back, but I can keep him going forever.
And it all benefits the Police Unity Tour, the bicycling event that we do every May.
We're going to go spend a day on our motorcycles. It's going to be a celebration of his life and his work.
It may not be a love story, but it's definitely a romance. It's something that we've had a close personal relationship since, probably before we were toddlers. Something that's been as close to us as a teddy bear, as warm as a hug, and as sweet as the sweetest honey. Of course, I'm talking about bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Loving the bacon. RecipeStar.com/quizzes/bacon addict.
Yep.
We all took the test. Brady, what was yours?
85%. Yeah, I'm sorry. But I use a lot of it in cooking and stuff too. So.
Yours was really low.
I know. I tried to be really honest. 44%.
Everything in my house was made in bacon grease.
Yeah, that's what got me away from bacon, man. It's that time that I fried it in the nude.
You know you're not supposed to cook bacon naked, man.
I know that now.
Morning, Skip Show.
When I was a kid, my grandma used to give us an after-school snack. She was from Austria, Germany.
Yeah.
She would take 6 slices of rye bread, melt bacon fat that she had in a jar in the fridge, and fry the bread in the bacon fat. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. That does sound good.
I am so hungry right now.
I am taking 3 cholesterol pills now at the age of 58.
Let's get the happy.